This is Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast, a show dedicated to those who strive for a healthier and more robust life, but maybe have had some struggles. It is not because you have failed, but rather it's a continuing learning process that can enhance your lifestyle. My name is Joey Hernandez, a certified personal trainer with over 30 years experience. Please join me each week as we take one small step at a time to learn proper nutrition and portion control and to get our bodies moving for healthier years ahead. And happy holidays to you folks. Thanks so much for you tuning in today or tonight or tomorrow, whenever you may be here. I appreciate you coming on. Today is going to be a review of the combined tips that I've given and listed in some of the previous podcasts. Now, I'm going to say, if you have not heard the previous episodes, please go back and listen fully through the detailed information in those episodes, because all of the things I'm going to talk about in this podcast are explained in more detail back in some of the others. This is just a quick review of the information in a condensed format. So, therefore, my name is Joey Hernandez, and this is Holiday Diet Tips, Part 2, the 112th episode of Beginner Diet and Fitness Podcast. Okay, first off, I want to go back and talk about standing in front of the mirror and doing an evaluation of your body. I stand completely by this, 1,000%, that this is a very important tool that you can use in your diet and in going out to various holiday celebrations. What I would want you to do is to find a full-length mirror, or a mirror that you can see your entire body in, and stand in front of it naked, all by yourself, alone in your bathroom or alone in your bedroom, and really look at your body. Not just the overall glancing of it, but let your eyes zero in on the different parts of your body that you feel that you want to improve. Do you have love handles? Does your stomach stick out too far? Do you feel like it's filled in your hips too much? Do you have too much extra tissue around your chest and your back? Really look at what those things are that you are aiming to change. And to be honest with you, I would suggest you do this quite frequently through this holiday time, because there are multiple times that you are going to have people bringing holiday treats to your work, to your house as gifts. They're going to have parties. They're going to have maybe gathering after work at a bar. There's going to be all of this food coming at you between now and the start of 2017. It's a short time, but there's a lot of food that comes at you during this time. So I want you to assess your body and keep those changes that you want to make, keep those in mind very, very clearly. So by looking at yourself fairly often, and then you're going to whatever function this is, you're going to be able to kind of retain that image in your head as you are picking through the food that is offered at whatever party it is you're going to. Keep that image in your mind, not in a negative way, like, oh, I'm fat, oh, I can't stand my body. No, no, no. You're going to be making some wonderful, wonderful changes. And what I want you to do is to just be able to see, in reality, those parts that need improvement. Okay, let's quickly talk about the days before this particular celebration, and the days that are following it. In review, I've told you how I personally, if I have a function that I'm going to, say on Saturday night, I'll usually start on Wednesday cutting back my calories a little bit throughout each day. I try to bring it down at least 500 calories per day. In weight management, if you get rid of 500 calories, whether you eat less or you burn it off, times 7 days, that equals 1 pound. So by reducing your calories for a couple days before the event, and especially a couple days after the event, it's going to give you a little bit more freedom when you're actually at this celebration. Because you've cut back on your food before, you're cutting back on your food afterwards, and therefore, I want you to stay with the principles we're going to talk about today, but it does give you a little bit more leeway when you're at that function. If you accidentally, and I'm going to use the word accidentally, if you accidentally eat more than you should, you're going to have a buffer because of those days before that you cut back and the days after you're cutting back. Remember, when we talk about losing weight and the diet that you are on, I like people to think of an umbrella time of 7 to 10 days. What you eat and what activities you do in a 7 to 10 day period is going to determine whether or not you gain or lose pounds in that week. So if you take 2 days before, the day of the event, 2 days after, now that's 5 days. If you're able to manage your food during that time, you are well on your way to losing at least 1 pound in that week. So keep that in mind. Now, the day of this particular event, you are conscious of the fact that you may be eating slightly more calories than usual when you go to this event. So therefore, throughout the day, I want you to be very careful with your food consumption. You don't want to overeat and then go there and overeat. That's not what we're trying to do. But one of the tricks that you can use, one of the tips, is about 2 hours before you're going to this event, eat something healthy. Not too much food, but maybe half to three quarters what you would normally eat in a meal. That's going to fill you up a little bit. That's going to take some of the craving away. That is also going to have some food in your belly for when you do go and have alcohol. There's going to be some food there, so you're not going to get ill or drunk too fast, hopefully. So by eating in that window, 2 hours or so before you go to the event, you are going to cut down on the chances that you are going to overindulge when you get to the party because you're going to be so hungry. You're not going to be as hungry. You're going to be in control because of this food that you ate before you went there. A lot of people won't do this. They'll be like, no way, I want all that food when I get there. Therefore, I want to be hungry because I want to be able to eat it all. But remember all the work that you've done up to this point. And think about all these parties the rest of your life that you're going to go to. And you want to be able to maintain your weight or lose weight or whatever you need to do. You need to be in control of what you're doing. Therefore, one of these steps is to prepare beforehand. This goes back to the mirror. This goes back to cutting back on calories. And this also goes to having something light to eat 2 hours before. All of that is preparation for when you get to the celebration so that you are able to be stronger. You are able to stay more focused on your goal than you are about having too much to drink and getting sloppy and eating food and just feeling awful later that night or the next day of, oh my God, what did I do? I can't believe I ate all that food. Now I'm not going to lose weight for the next week. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. If you don't prepare yourself, if you say, no, that's I don't need to do that. How many times have you been dieting? How many times have you had to lose the exact same weight over and over again? 15 pounds each year, 25 pounds each year, over and over, and it frustrates you. So therefore, you have to be an adult. You have to do some self-parenting and put on your big boy pants or big girl dress, whatever the equivalent is, and take control. Be responsible for yourself, because no one else can be responsible for yourself. Now, once you get to this party, to the function, whatever it is, I want you to watch your alcohol consumption. And that's a couple of reasons. Number one, you can really run up your calories with an alcoholic drink. You're drinking usually between 150 and all the way up to maybe 600 or so calories per drink. All the fruity, frothy, ice creamy, sweet stuff is up near that end of 500 or 600. If you try to stay with wine, you try to stay with beer, you're working 90 calories up to maybe 110 for a one size amount, which is usually not more than a cup, but usually people will put more than that in their glass. So therefore the glass of wine that they're actually having is probably going to be closer to 200 to 250 calories. And just think how fast that's going to add up. So you want to watch the calories, but also how many times have we drank and it's lowered our inhibitions, and suddenly we feel like we're kings of the world, and hell, I'm going to eat. I don't care. I'll make it up tomorrow and next week. It doesn't matter. I'm going to eat and enjoy myself. Well, again, my friends, there are going to be a million celebrations. You can come up with a reason to have a celebration on any day if you want that. And for people that drink a lot and eat a lot, they come out with celebrations all the time. You know, it's the first Tuesday of December 2016. We'll never have another one. I guess. But you know what I mean. So you've got to watch your alcohol consumption for those two reasons. Now, with the food itself, you have to be good. And this is the way I kind of attack food. There's one of two things you can do. The first thing is if there's all these wonderful things all over the table that are offered, and you can't decide on one, you want them all. Well, you can do all. If you restrict that to one tablespoon maximum of each thing. Now, the beauty of what I just said is that you can have one tablespoon of everything that's there. And that may sound kind of funny, because if you have one tablespoon of every single thing that's there, you're probably going to be eating more calories than you should for the day. Yeah, that's right. But what you're going to do that's far more important is you're going to be working with self-control. And by having a tablespoon only of each of those things, you are limiting your amount that you're eating. So rather than just me saying, okay, pick one thing and go to town on that and eat as much as you want, that will be worse overall, because you're going to want to taste the other flavors. And by doing a tablespoon, that's the way you're going to do it. Now, obviously, you're not going to bring a tablespoon measurement with you. Although, to be honest with you, just between me and you, don't tell anyone, please. I have brought tablespoons to parties before. You won't hear many people say that, but I have. Now I use the hand measurement, and that's what I want you to do. A tablespoon is approximately from the knuckle of your thumb to the tip of your thumb. That amount is approximately a tablespoon. And you can have that small amount. Granted, it's a small amount, but you're going to have a bunch of things, right? So a tablespoon of each of those things, you're going to be golden if you can stick to that. Use your thumb as the measurement. From the knuckle, mid-thumb, to the tip of the thumb is approximately one tablespoon. The second way that you can work with this is not really the one that I suggest or the one that I like, and that is you can have approximately half a cup of one thing. And half a cup, if you make a fist and then rotate your hand so your thumb is on the top, a half a cup is approximately the last two fingers of your fist. So from your ring finger down through your pinky to the bottom. That's approximately half a cup. And if you wanted to zero in on one thing and have half a cup of that, I think that's a doable thing. But overall, I don't think you're going to be as satisfied, because you may say, okay, for what's on the table right now, I think I'm going to have half a cup of this. And then other people arrive at the party and they bring something incredible. And you're like, oh, damn, I want some of that. But I restricted myself to half a cup of the other one. Yeah, that's why I think the tablespoon of each is a very wise way to navigate it. Now, remember, folks, part of the reason that you've been dieting is to look good at these kinds of events that you go to. So the last thing you want to be doing is overindulging and shoving all this extra food in your mouth. Because if you have been a person that feels that others have noticed the fact that you are overweight, if you're very self-conscious about it, and you think that people are noticing that, maybe, and speaking behind your back about that, if you have, in fact, dieted and lost some weight, and maybe people have complimented you on that and mentioned how great you look, they're going to be watching you at this kind of party. Partially because maybe they want to learn something from how you did your diet, but probably, in reality, unfortunately, one of the things that people like to do is to knock people down. And if they see you overeating, they might be talking amongst themselves behind your back again about, oh, watch, they're going to gain all that weight back because look how they're eating. And you don't want that. Don't give those people that power. In a perfect world, you shouldn't listen to anyone anyway. You should let it roll off you. Their opinions don't matter. But come on, when we're self-conscious about our weight and we work at it and we struggle, we feel like the world is watching us and whispering about us. You're stronger than that. You are better than that. So respect all your hard work and be proud of all your hard work and have the attitude that your hard work is going to continue even at this function. You possess the power to continue to make a huge difference in your life. So don't give people any power. Be as good as you can be at these kind of functions. And you know, if you've lost weight and now you're at this kind of party and you're eating nice and healthy, small amounts, believe me, that's a better payback to people. You know, try to show that you've grown, that you can handle yourself now. And it will inspire people. There will be people that will benefit from your ability to do this. So the people that are going to talk bad are probably going to talk bad anyway, but now they're going to be all pissed off because you're doing so well. And for the people that have been struggling, maybe they have watched your body changing, and now they are at this party, and they see the way you're eating. You're not pigging out like everybody else is. Maybe they're going to be inspired and learn from you. Maybe they'll even come up and ask you about it and talk to you about it. And if they do, you'd be damn proud that people think that about you, that you have that much self-confidence and so much ability to control your life that people want to ask you how to do it, how to help them. That's a powerful tool, let me tell you. Now, in addition to tasting the food, and you kind of have to judge this, if there's like 25 things and you're tasting each one of them, that's pretty much going to fill you up. But if there's only 3 or 4 things and you have small amounts, you're still going to be hungry. So what I want you then is to select something that will fill you up that's healthy for you. Hopefully there's some vegetables with dip. Maybe there's some fruit available. There's all different kinds of things that you can try to fill yourself up on. A nice salad, if they have it. Sometimes they have salads. That would be great. Try to find something that can fill you up. And if nothing else can fill you up, water, water, water. It's a win-win situation. It fills you up. It keeps you sober, and it just generally helps digestion and other body functions. Most of us are slightly dehydrated. If you are thirsty, you are already in the throes of dehydration if you're thirsty. Most of the time, you shouldn't really be thirsty. You should be choosing to have a beverage, but it's not like, oh my God, give me something, you know. Right now, to be honest with you, I'm taking medication that's drying out my mouth, and I'm very conscious of it as I speak in the microphone, but I'm drinking water and water and water and water right now to try to hydrate myself. It's an easy way to fill you up and especially to keep you sober. If you're going to have wine or you're going to have a mixed drink, have water in between. It's going to help with any hangover. It's going to help your body process the alcohol faster and get rid of it. At these kinds of functions, water can be your best friend. It serves so much purpose. Have one in between every alcoholic beverage, and it's going to be a much smoother ride, not just at that party or the rest of the night, but the next day and the next day too. Because think of when you have really bad hangovers, certainly ruins the next day, sometimes even into the second day. Because you're dehydrated, you have a headache, you have muscle aches, all kinds of things going on. Drinking water is going to help prevent that. I want you to also possibly prepare something that is on your diet plan that you can have waiting for yourself at home. So if you feel you're so hungry, you're going to eat the carpet, you have the knowledge that all you have to do is wait a while, however long you're going to stay there, and then you'll go home and you will have a healthy meal already prepared. I strongly suggest you already prepare it so you only have to microwave it for a moment. And then you're going to have something healthy that's going to fill you up. It's going to help with the alcohol consumption that you have done. And maybe in the big scheme of things, or the calories for the entire day, you're going to be over. But when you look at the entire week, how you've cut back afterwards, all of this together is going to result maybe not in a weight loss that week, but at least you're not going to have a weight gain that week. So think about that. After all your hard work, less is more. And I know if you've been following along in the podcasts and you have been trying to take the steps outlined, especially working with portion size control, which is the basis for the diet that I do, I know that you have the strength to go through these parties and celebrations these next couple weeks, and you can control yourself. I believe in you because I believe in the podcasts and the program that I outlined, that it works. And it not only works to allow you to lose weight, but it works in the maintenance phase. That once you lose the weight you want to lose, you can continue to eat in this healthy manner and just increase your amounts a little bit. And certainly there will be days when you can completely splurge. But then you go back to portion control the next day, or hopefully the next meal, but certainly by the next day, right? I think we can all do that. I believe in you. I do. I believe in you. I can't see you. I don't meet you. We don't correspond necessarily unless you've been one of the few that have emailed me. But even though I can't see you, I can detect, call me psychic, the ghost whisperer or something. I can kind of feel the feelings, the emotions of this big, colossal group of people, all of us together, that are working for weight management and healthy lifestyle. I will be back not next week, but I will be back just before New Year's to give a little bit more information. And then strap yourself in and be ready for 2017, because we are going to have some very specific and different kinds of goals. Meanwhile, this is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so very much for listening to me. My disclaimer will follow. If you've not heard it, please just take a moment to listen to it. And have a wonderful Christmas if you celebrate. And I'll talk to you before 2017. Bye for now.
Hey folks, Joey Hernandez. And this is a pre-recorded disclaimer that I'm going to insert into each episode of the podcast. So please give me just a moment of your listening time and listen to this disclaimer. I hope that the information that you receive from the podcast is unique and useful to you in your quest to live a healthier and more vibrant life. I have been a personal trainer for over 30 years. This podcast and the Human Construction Site blog that it is tied to are based on my opinions and my experience working with clients all these years. I am not a doctor. I ask that any and all information that you receive from me, as well as anywhere else on the internet or on TV or on websites, books, wherever the source, that you discuss that and review it with your personal physician before implementing any kind of lifestyle changes. Your doctor knows you best. He or she knows your personal medical history, knows your medications, your family's history, and together, you with your physician should have a dialogue to ensure that any changes are right for you. So please, 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 please consult your doctor. Thank you.